You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio. Newstalk ZB.
Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Tuesday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn Hart, and we're looking back at Monday. We've got double-dipping MPs. That's not very good, is it? Qatar wants to host the rugby. What's wrong with that? More dog poo talk. We really have become Poo Talk ZB recently. And Marcus ties the earth up in knots. But before any of that, it looks like Simeon Brown has come to Wayne Brown's aid by letting him slice off the water department so they can get into their own debt. So what's happening? It's a bit confusing.
It will see water rates rise by 7.2% rather than the 25.8% forecast. And that was what Watercare was warning. We're going to have to put it at that rate. We're now, under this one, going to be able to borrow more money to invest in infrastructure with the cost of borrowing spread over a longer period. Not all councils are created equal. Not all councils are the same. So they're going to have to tweak and adapt and modify this deal to make it suit themselves. But at least we're moving. There are going to be challenges. They're going to be wondering what happens when one council has invested for years in upgrading its water assets. Its ratepayers have been responsible and said, yep, we understand that. Other councils have not. And how you work out who pays for what. But at least there is movement. Mergers and coalitions and works programs are being announced. And that's what we need to be doing. We simply cannot leave it to the next generation to fix up our polluted waterways. Our droughts, our dead rivers, our toxic drinking water. We can't. If there's one thing we can leave behind us, it should be clean streams, pristine seas, and first world water services. That should be our gift to the next generation, and at least we're making a start right now.
Isn't the water works part of what you actually want in Monopoly? I feel like they need to change that. You land on that square and you just have to pay every time. You can't actually buy it. Everybody owes. Everybody has to pay every time you land anywhere near it.
News Talk ZBean.
Yeah, what's with this double dipping? We're not into that, are we? We're not into that with chips. Not into that with MPs either.
He says, I want to keep the jobs. At the moment, I believe I'm still doing the job of a councillor. I do not feel it's necessary to hand back my council remuneration. I'm going to look at it again in October, when he will be able to resign without the council having to replace him and hold a costly by-election. So he says getting two salaries to do two jobs is actually saving the Marlborough District Council money because they then don't have to have a by-election. Marlborough councillors with no additional responsibilities, which he kind of doesn't have. Well, hold on, no, he does. But anyway, Marlborough councillors with no additional responsibilities earn 40 grand. Those who sit on committees earn extra. He's on the Economic Finance Committee. So he gets 40 grand there. Current base salary of an MP, $163,961, not including office expenses, superannuation, accommodation, supplements, and other benefits. So he says, well, look, I can't believe I'm still here. I'm in the House. The debates are happening. It's great to have local government experience, and I bet it's even better to have the pay.
I mean, is he doing both jobs? Is he doing all right at both jobs? If he is, leave him alone. We don't have a rule about... Do we have a rule about not being able to do two jobs at once? Maybe he's got a mortgage to pay off or something. All right, man. Doing both jobs. If he's not, it's fine. Eviscerate him.
News Talk ZBean.
Qatar, should they be allowed to host as many sports events as they are? And what has sport got to do with politics and human rights anyway? These are all good questions, or are they?
Why are we so edgy about Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all the other moneyed places that want to expand their sporting portfolios? Now, I know what the answer is. I know it's the human rights record. It might be the way they treat women or immigrants. Plenty to pick on. But a couple of critical things here. The horse, if you haven't noticed, has already bolted. Those countries have decided sport needs to play a bigger part in their tourism and cultural push into the wider world, and they have the money to make it happen. They are the Middle East Vegas. Build it, and they will come. Everything these days, from football, the World Cups, to boxing and snooker, a sport worked out a long, long time ago. Money is what pays the bills, expands the reach, and pays for the noise that attracts all the fans. And secondly, why are we so high and mighty about human rights when it comes to sport, for goodness sake? Everything from holidaying in Fiji, where political and cultural skirmishes have flared for years, to China, who remain our biggest trading partner by a mile. The world is full of people who do odd things, whether it's religion, culture, politics, law and order. If you want a list of stuff that we have trouble is, there is no shortage of regimes and countries, and yet we buy from them, visit them, befriend them, and then for reasons that really highlight our hypocrisy and inconsistency, we then go and get all exercise when it comes to sport. And that, of course, is why sport and politics should never mix in the first place, because the only loser is the sport, because as you object or withdraw or make your point, someone else is lined up to bank the check and the fans are not far behind.
But somebody has to do something, don't they? I mean, how different is this to back in the days of South African apartheid? And until everybody, you know, agreed to stop playing with them and doing business with them, they didn't change. And then when those people, when they were isolated, they did change.
News Talk Zebeen.
Is it just that these guys have got a lot more money than South Africa ever had?
Probably.
Ain't money great? Now, dog poo. Well, we can't stop talking about poo, can we? It's Poo Talk ZB all over again.
And the point that Wayne was making was that the reason that we have a rate increase of only 7.5% in Auckland City this year, as opposed to 16% in Wellington, or, I don't know, let's say 24% in Napier, is because we asked Wayne Brown to keep the rates down, and so he cut the costs by doing things like removing rubbish bins around the city. Now, I don't like bins being removed. I've said before, I think, you know, before the basic services that councils provide, everything else should be cut, right? Before you get to the sewage and the rubbish and the roads and the bins, you do everything else. But this is the decision that was taken, and we have to live with it unless we're prepared to go through the budget and find something else for him to cut to bring your bins back. Now, maybe the nice suburbs, and this is a message for the nice suburbs of Point Chev and Remuera. Maybe the nice suburbs of Point Chev and Remuera don't mind paying a little extra in their rates increase to get the dog poo bins back. But there are suburbs around the city where people are really struggling to pay the daycare and the mortgage and the rates and the groceries and everything else, and they actually can't afford for the rates to go up any higher. So maybe the dog walkers of Remuera and Point Chev just need to think about that. Yep, it's inconvenient to have to walk to the next bin. And yep, maybe the wrong bin was taken away, but having the council come and clean up your little piles of dog poo bags costs money. It might cost even as much, if not more, than the bin that was taken away. So just remember, there are people out there who can't pay their bills. As Wayne Brown says, pick up your game.
I wonder how many of those people who can't pay their bills used to be rubbish collectors for the council who have been given the flick because there's 30% less bins. To save $9 million over how many years? $9 million over 8 years, I think it is. It's not much more than $1 million a year. I mean, I'm not saying that $1 million isn't a lot of money, but if the entire Auckland Council can't pay for that, come on. Seriously?
News Talk Zbeen.
Sound like I'm at the end of my rope with the council, don't I? Marcus has got two pieces of rope, apparently. I do wonder if he needs to get off TikTok.
So imagine the Earth, right? And imagine it's smooth for the sake of this. And then imagine that you, and I'm not asking you to go and do this because obviously it's a thought experiment. So we've got an Earth that's smooth. I'm already regretting this. And for you flat earthers, it's round. It's a sphere. Okay? It's a spherical earth. God, I can't believe you've got to say that in 2024. So for the purpose of this, it's a spherical earth, okay? Not an ovoid. So you get a rope and you put a rope right round the circumference of the earth, right? So you got a rope that goes right round the earth. And now you get another rope that you put right round the earth at 1 meter height. How much longer would that rope have to be? Very interesting question, this. It took me the whole drive from Bluff to town to think, well, surely that's not right. Just doesn't seem right. Wrong answers only, but how much longer would it need to be? A rope around the earth at a meter height than a rope around the earth actually on the ground of the earth. Already regretting it. Quite a complicated question to get your mind around on a Monday. But bless me, I saw this on TikTok. So yeah, how much longer would the rope be? Twice as long? Would it be half as long again? Very interesting, this.
No, it isn't. It's just basic geometry. I mean, he didn't tell us how long the original rope was. Presumably he knows that. You've got to know that first. And that's the circumference. You divide that by pi. Then you've got the diameter. You add 2 meters on, because the rope's out a meter each side. And then you multiply that by pi again. It's not that hard. I mean, I was late for maths. I wrote God, I Hate Maths on the desk in maths. And then got into trouble for it because the teacher had a seating plan and had all the desks cleaned just the period before I got there. So it was the most poorly thought out crime I've ever committed. But even I know how to work that one out. See, this is the thing. TikTok's ruining it's rotting our brains. Get rid of it, I say. Never been on it. I am Glenn Hart. Never been on TikTok. But thank you for being on this part of the internet with me, and I'll see you back here again tomorrow.
News Talk. Zed Bean. For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air, or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.